Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Oh, gross! Lou! Oh, yuck!
Sorry.
Oh, Louisa! You're a grot! You're a fair income grot! I had a full surprise for you. I had my keys ready for you and you're shitting all over the seats.
It's like, what is that little bump? You've accidentally put something under my bottom.
Dude.
Oh, no, it's got. Is that a whoopee cushion?
Mate, Samson, he's like, dude, I want a whoopee cushion when I went to, and I was like, I have to fucking get Lou with a whoopee cushion like a child. I literally was like, look at this 6-year-old humour. This is what we're resorting to right now. There we go. How good is this, dude?
I just how good is this? So awkwardly, like staring into your eyes.
How this is prime humour. Ready? So Lou.
Oh, it's yes, no.
Fuck! I broke it. Fuck! This was gonna be fucking. Fuck!
You just jumped on it.
Fuck!
And then
we'd like these parts.
What are those?
When you go.
No.
How would you not know, Stinky Lou?
No, Jack. What would
I can't believe I broke my fucking whoopee cushion?
What would those farts be after? Hang on, let me get all organised again.
Oh, good adult humour, good highbrow start to the podcast. Crop dusting Lou, popping
That's
off.
Very cheeky.
Literally.
Well,
that fart sounded like your cheeks were clapping.
Oh, Jack. That is disgraceful.
It was a little bum applause.
Well, I had many things I wanted to talk to you about, but...
You had a lot of things you wanted to start with, but not a lot of things you wanted to fart with. It's good.
No, I didn't want to fart.
I'm happy with it.
That you forced me to. You forced my hand with the whoopee.
Forced you to do it. Now, what did you want to start with? That was great, Willie. I'm really happy with that.
I had.
That just gave me so much delight.
It works so well with Lulu, but then you kind of.
That fucked the whole thing.
Yeah, no, you've broken it. Probably for the best.
Sorry, Samson.
Probably for the best we don't have a whoopee around the office.
We'll get another whoopee. And I'm not talking Goldberg's. Is that a name?
Yeah, whoopee Goldberg.
Yeah.
I got a can of whoop ass.
It's good.
I think that was a phrase on a movie.
I'm happy with it.
Or maybe I made it up. We've got to talk about daylight savings.
Okie doke.
Now, why in God's name is there a 30-minute time difference from Melbourne and Sydney and Adelaide?
What do you mean?
Like they're 30 minutes behind. Could you not just call it a day?
I didn't think they were.
They are. Could you not just call it a day and have Sydney, Melbourne and Adelaide all on one time frame? 30 minutes makes it so difficult. Imagine going, hey, I'll meet you at Joe's Butcher at 9:30 and then you're like, oh, sorry, hang on, wait, I was on Melbourne time. I thought you meant 9.
Melbourne doesn't go back any time. Melbourne doesn't go back any
Adelaide
time.
Adelaide goes 30 minutes behind us.
Buddy, have you just said Melbourne? Are you sure about this? Are you confident?
Adelaide is 30 minutes behind Sydney and Melbourne.
Adelaide's behind Sydney and Melbourne. Melbourne's not behind Sydney.
Yeah. That's what I just said.
No.
Yes.
You said Melbourne and Adelaide are half an hour behind.
Oh, I said I said Adelaide is.
No, buddy. You threw at Melbourne and I was confused. Because yeah, I was meeting
Melbourne and Sydney are on the same time frame.
Okay, there we go. Finish your sentences.
I did. Do I need to speak full stop?
So what you need
Do
to
Do I
say-
need to go, Adelaide is 30 minutes behind, full stop, Melbourne and Sydney? Full stop.
You wouldn't have a full stop there, bud.
Well, do you want me to just for your stupid peanut brain?
No, but I do need for my stupid peanut brain you to speak...
English?
English.
And then you know what else? You know what else fucks me off? The border of, is it Tweed Heads and Coolangatta?
Okie doke.
So one's on one New South Wales time and one's on Queensland.
It's the border, it's the different state.
Imagine going, hey, meet you at Bruce's bookshop at 9:30. Fabulous. Great. We're going to meeting 9:30 Bruce's bookshop.
Hey, babes,
I'm flipping through a few pages.
Yeah.
I'm having my week flat white with almond milk because it's a bit cold today. And then
tell
I go,
my women,
hey,
week flat and what?
Jack. And I go, hey, what's the time? Why are you not here? It's 9:30. Oh, fuck. Sorry. We live on between the border. I was in Queensland time.
I hate living on between borders. Like living in between them sucks enough. When you live on between them, it really pisses me off.
Well, you are on the border that's in between New South Wales and Queensland. So technically, I'm dead right.
Yeah, you could have said on the border or in between.
But no,
you
Jack.
You decided to go for a little amalgam.
No, but they are because it's on the border and then you're also between New South Wales and Queensland.
You... I love when you're on one. Now listen up. They're different states, so the times aren't. Yeah, the fucking shit will change.
I'm fucking aware of that, but like.
So what's the gripe? Bruce's bookshop. You've told someone you're going to get there at 9:30.
Yeah.
And then you'll end up getting there at 8:30 or whatever.
What I'm saying is, I feel sorry for the
patriarchy.
The fucking people who live in Tweed's Head and the people who live in
Tweed's Head.
Is that what it's called?
You're fucking so much shit wrong, bud.
I haven't finished, Judge. I haven't finished.
Tweed's Head.
I haven't finished.
And on the Silver Coast. You go to the Silver
I
Gold
haven't
Coast.
Finished. I feel sorry for them because imagine the amount of meetings, appointments they would get wrong.
I dare say, Dale, if you're that close, you'd be pretty fucking used to it. It'd be in the back of your brain the whole time.
You'd have to say, meet you there at Bruce's Butchery to grab some sausages at 9:30 New South Wales time.
You're exactly right.
Now meet you there 9:30 Queensland time.
Now you've solved the problem, haven't you?
Listening, you're welcome.
Yeah, anyone in Tweed's Head...
Is that what
or
it's called?
On between the border of Tweed's Head and Gold and
Is
Gold
it Tweed's
Coast.
Head?
Yeah, it's Tweed Heads.
Oh, c'est la vie. Coozy coozy.
No, different thing.
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah, but completely.
Dance like no one's watching.
Completely different.
Well, some would say that names are subjective. So.
Mama's learning.
Each to their own,
She's
I would say.
She's getting stronger with every day.
Yeah.
Now, who the fuck is Jojo Siwa? I am about sick to fucking death.
Have you seen the video and it's like, who would you want on your podcast? Favorite guest on your podcast? Let's spice things up a little. One of my exes?
All I've seen is people, favorite guest on your podcast? Let's spice this up a little. One of my exes? Now, that's all I... Who the fuck is JoJo Siwa?
JoJo Siwa was on...
Because I'm seeing so much JoJo Siwa.
Can you back
is that
me
Honey
up on
Boo Boo?
No, she was on the Dance Mums.
Dance.
She was one of the original little girls who used to dance.
Oh.
And like, it was such a big show when she was
well,
younger.
Who's Honey Boo Boo?
Honey Boo Boo was, I'm pretty sure, maybe on Dance Mums as well.
Is it?
No, she was just a child pageant. So mum put her in a child pageant. So she was just this fat little thing.
That's right. Okay, gotcha. Wilbur, she was a cute little thing. I resonate with her.
Okay, so JoJo Siwa, because fuck me dead, she's getting the fucking hiding online at the moment.
Yeah, but then she's got this new song and it's like, Comrades
That's
a bitch,
I've heard the dude.
You should have known better. It's low-key a banger.
It is low-key.
It's play it's low-key, for not, us. Will, no, oh, copyright.
Copyright. Oh, it's not a banger.
Would you want me to sing it? Nah. Well,
we're all good. No, we're all good.
Okay.
But I just...
But she's got...
This, for someone that I didn't know that existed, to be this prevalent in my life at this day and age is fucking wild.
Well, they say any publicity is good publicity.
I still...
hurt my mouth.
I'm still not any clearer.
Meh. Don't.
Fucking JoJo Siwa. So she's been famous all her life.
Well, not to this extent, Judge.
So she's tapped it up a little.
This has skyrocketed. She was on a podcast. This is Gregor. She was. I actually kind of, to be honest, feel a bit sorry for her. Like, she's 20.
Okay.
And like, some of it's obviously fucking funny. But like, being 20, imagine being roasted that much online. Like, that would hurt a bit.
Yeah.
Like, quite a lot, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you get, just.
But I guess if she's growing up in the public eye.
Yeah, but still, be kind. Like, it'd fucking hurt.
If there's one thing I've learned about the internet, the internet is not kind.
Oh, it's
especially
the most
Instagram.
Ruthless place. People will comment being like, wow, Lou looks puffy today.
Dude,
oh.
You actually cannot win. Okay, you literally watch a video of
just
like
crawl into a hole and die.
You watch a video and it'd be like a man saving a Labrador puppy and a fucking koala from drowning. And they'll be like, I wonder if he asked those animals for consent. Or then they're like, well, do you know, the Labrador was probably actually going to destroy that koala's habitat. So what you've just done is eliminated the koala population in Lower New South Wales. Good work, fuckwit. And you're like, Jesus Christ, cunt.
Or he girls just commenting going, ugh, ick.
Yeah.
Because he's saving something like, ugh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The way he ran, gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see when he sort of half struggled getting the Labrador out? Couldn't fuck him after that.
Like, could you see him struggling for air?
Oh, like, learn to breathe. Get gills, bitch. Like, get gills or don't swim.
What was JoJo.
Say what?
So she was on a podcast, and I'm not fucking with you. The entire time she was wearing a trucker hat with diamond.
I've seen the video. It fucked me off immediately.
Imagine just sitting here this entire podcast and I'm going,
I'd have to.
Hey, how's your day been?
I'd have to ask you to take it off.
I'm so surprised that Alex Cooper from Call Her Daddy didn't. Call Her Daddy invented the Gluck Gluck 9000.
Is that right?
Yep.
She can suck with the best of them.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Invented it. Taught a lot of people.
What, how to suck?
Yeah. It's called the Gluck Gluck 9000.
That's where mummy learned the tricks of the trade.
Check.
Hey, TDD. Thanks, Alex Cooper.
Check. Edward Archdale.
Hey, Steph. You want to watch some of Call Her Daddy podcast? Learn a trick or two, kid. It's good. I'm happy with it. I just start sending Steph clips of Call Her Daddy.
Yeah, you're like, hey, good podcast. Go back to the early days. Number 44, I think it's called Gluck Gluck 9000.
Yeah, really, I don't know. She's just like so transparent. I really dig the potty. I saw that clip. It's just, I just had to bring that up because I've never not been so cognizant of something and then been made to be so cognizant of it so fucking quickly.
Well, it happens so quickly on the internet. Like, something just goes off and then it's everywhere.
It's true. It's like, what's...
Yeah, go on. What's something else?
It's a fucking viral thing that made me laugh.
Enlighten us, please.
Can't remember.
Yeah, good. Perfect. You ever just put your foot in it? Real bad. Don't say some type of joke about, yeah, I put my foot in.
Louisa, I did it today.
Oh, yeah. We've both got a story then.
Spin yours.
Went for a hot girl lap, bumped into a friend. He had this cute little new puppy, like adorable. Tiny little thing. I'm petting him. I'm like, oh, so cute. Where's the other dog? And they're brother and sister now.
Dead.
He died.
Oh. How to die?
Okay.
What was it? Yeah, puppy as well.
Quite young, like 2 years old.
Why?
And I was like,
what happened to it?
Didn't go into details. I was too awkward trying to overcompensate.
Compensate.
Nice. Jack, I'm on the mend of being sick.
Yeah, sorry.
Something else. So just back it the fuck up today.
Fair. You know what? Mama's actually in quite the mood for what time it is. We're in very good mood.
Well, it is. We're talking time. It is actually late.
It is late. We're doing this at 11:30 p.m. because we've just been flat out. We've been smashed.
No, we just had to ice and sauna.
Oh.
No, and I had to pick the kids up from school. I'm sick of making school lunches. Oh. It's just how much chips can they eat? You know, they get home from school and, oh, another bag of salt and vinegar, gone.
It's how many chips can they eat? Sorry.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry.
Right. Now we're fucking patrolling the skits.
Sorry.
Can't even do a skit without being patrolled by Mr. Policeman Jack Edward Archdale in the corner here.
Patrolling.
You surf lifesaver patrolling the beach of We Mean Well.
I like this analogy. Patrolling the beach of We Mean Well. That's very clever.
Yeah, you little bloody. I'm drowning out here in the fucking ocean.
Here comes Bondi Rescue.
Yeah. Maybe I wanted to stay in this rip. Maybe I didn't want to get rescued.
Yeah, sorry. This is great.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Please continue the rip.
Well, no, Jack. You're going to get real fucked up with my throat quickly.
Now, so, fucking hell. Jeepers creepers. Oh, man. So far, what a cunt of a show.
How is this our full-time job? Oh,
I love it. Good energy today. I like it. Now,
can I just get this cough out?
Yeah. Off my. Okay.
Cut that bit, Wilbur. Charge will go daft. Fuck it. Leave it in.
Leave it in, kid. So what happened after you say, where's the other one? He's like, dog's dead.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
I just sort of was, you know, glancing around. Oh, you're getting a coffee from Sonoma? Good spot.
Good save.
How
it's
you
a
been?
Hell of a save.
And then I just kept doubling down. And then I go, you've been away for a while. He was like, that was a year ago. Right.
Oh, just panic stations.
Right.
Because I know where you are. You're just trying to get out of that fucking.
I've been, that was a year ago. No. And I go, that wasn't. Can't that was a few
be.
Weeks ago.
It couldn't be.
That was few. I said, I bothered you a few weeks ago. He goes, that was a year. Okay. Perfect.
Oh, fuck me dead. Well, so Lou and I had to film some content today. Lou texts me. She goes, I'm coming. Be there in a sec. I go, you fucking beauty. I'm sitting there just writing. The doorbell goes off. I'm like, fuck, that was pretty quick. Anyway, I go up to the door, let him in. I can't see the face. All I can see is a tied up ponytail. I go, Lou's here, beauty. Open it, go back to whatever I was doing. And I'm like, oh, actually, I'll just be a weird cunt. So I open my door a slither, so it's about 4 inches open. I get down on one knee and just have my eye looking through the door, and I start going, breathing really loudly, just the way for Lou around the corner, and she like start laughing.
Crouching down.
Just looking with one eye peeking out the door hole. Who was to round the corner of the stairs but a middle-aged Asian woman? The real estate agent. I'd completely forgotten that we had an inspection today. So I'm this real estate agent. She goes, hello. And I go, and I stand up. I go, hi, how are you? And she's like, good, I'm just here to do the inspection.
You're like, that's how I greet everyone.
And I was like, I couldn't do anything. I just had to say, I'm so sorry. That must have been so fucking weird. I was expecting my friend to come over. Mm. That's why I was doing that. She's like, yeah, that's fine. She was so weird the rest of the fucking inspection because it would look so creepy.
No shit. I was going
and I was like, oh,
I'll
there's
just
actually like
for a friend.
There's actually like an electrical fault up in the attic. And she's like, oh, do I need to go up there? I'm like, well, yeah, maybe to look. She thought I was going to kill her. You've dropped your koala.
Could you get that for me?
Yeah, buddy.
Do you need me to patch you?
Yeah, so anyway, you've talked about a dude's dead dog and I've scared the fuck out of a real estate agent. It was perfect.
Perfect. We've had a great day.
I can be honest with you. When that sort of middle-aged lady rounded the corner, I thought, fuck, Lou's had a rough night.
You did not think it was me.
No, as soon as she ran, I was like, oh my days, you fucking.
When I came up the stairs and you're like, fuck, I've got a rippy arm for you, I thought, because we're filming a skit that has to do with the bath, I thought something had gone wrong with the bath.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know, like you couldn't fill it up or like something had like something to do with the skit because I was like writhing. You're like, shit, I've got a yarn for you. Just carrying on with the combo. Nah, okay, we got fucking Surf Lifesaver back again. Yeah, cool. I'll just do a podcast with myself. No one wants to join in on the condo. Perfect. Just what I'm after today.
Nah, it was literally me scaring the fuck out of another lady that I've never met before. Which was perfect.
Perfect.
You thought that my nuts had got stuck in the sink or something. Or in the drain.
Yes. I thought something had happened.
Again. Yeah. You've had to help me in that predicament before.
Yeah, I
ugly
did.
Stuff. Ugly stuff.
Oh, well, thanks anyway. Back to you guys in the studio. Up next, we've got a talking koala named Kevin.
All right, how long have we been out for, mate? Good?
We done? We over?
Yeah, about 20 minutes.
Sweet, dude.
Great. Right, sweet. Cool.
Good to see you, mate.
All right, good to see you.
No, seriously, but don't stop texting me outside of the podcast.
Yeah, cool, cool.
But that's the only talk I'm ready.
Yeah, right.
I can see you.
All right, see you. All right, see good you. Good to see you. Bye. Bye. Now, Willie, where are we going for dinner?
Mr. Wong?
Perfect. Perfect.
Mr. Just Wong's again. Feels so white. Mr. Wong's feels so white.
Yes.
Now, Louisa, let's just say Daddy wants to test his student.
Test who?
His student.
Whose student?
You're my student.
Oh, student.
I mean,
put a T on the end of it. You said student.
Student.
Like as if I was some type of stew.
Student. You are. You're a stinky Lou,
like
aren't
some
you?
Some type of like casserole.
You're a stinky little Lou.
I told you we're not doing that anymore.
Well, stinky Lou. Night. Cropped
us
in the streets.
I called you the other night.
Oh. Well, call me test tube.
No more stinky Lou.
Stinky Lou doesn't like stinky Lou. It's because she's just cropped us in her room. She's farting everywhere. Now, student. Student sounds weird. Do you want to know what else I realise I say? I don't pronounce my L's. So my brother's name is Hot Will. Will.
Hey, Louisa.
Well, that's how I pronounce that. I think I pronounced that L.
Well, go on, do it.
But the L's at the end of it. So I don't call him Will. I call him Will.
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 I think I'd do the same as you. Go Will.
On. You say the L.
You're saying the L.
Will.
You are saying the L.
Trust me, I'm not. Will. Will.
You're saying the L. This is the worst listen possible.
It is fucked.
Terrible. Hey, guys.
We've just.
Will. Louisa.
This is fucking. But it is. Well, Will.
Last week, you guys were doing moos in different accents.
Nah, that was good gear.
Yeah, that was fucking
that
shit
was
too.
Good gear.
But if I'm saying, okay, so if I say Willie B, I'm pronouncing the L. But if it's to finish it, I'll say, we will. Will. You see what I'm saying?
No one gives a
fuck. I won't
say
Will.
Could you get on to the student thing?
Student.
Yeah. So, come on, test tube.
So,
come on, little testy. I can actually vouch that you are test tube now because obviously we filmed a bath skit. So.
What are you trying?
It would fit in a test tube.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to tell the bedwetters that.
Well, I'm sorry. I like honesty. I like to be transparent.
What, a non-binary caretaker? Ooh, slick! A transparent.
Oh.
A non-binary caretaker.
Mm. Thank you.
I'm happy with it. I'm also snappy with it. It was a quick gag. Now, listen up. You've been my student.
Also gappy with it if you had gap teeth.
All right, so we're going to us this. Now, have you been listening, do you think?
Well.
So, bedwetters, as you know, one of the staples of the podcast early on was farm terms. We did it a fair bit. There's only so many fucking terms I could think of.
What?
You just look dead still.
Oh.
I was just admiring it. So... I wanted, okay, you sweet little fucking senoritas.
Mm.
I want to test mummy. Your mummy, by the way.
Yes.
I want to suss out if you've actually learnt. Now, I've got a couple of easy ones and a couple that are more mid-tiered harder.
I hope I have. TDD will be embarrassed.
Well, you also so made a good fucking solid country
so
boy
his
now.
Mum.
And his mother. So you'd want to start fucking logging this
well,
shit
I wish
in.
You'd given me a bit of a heads up.
It's not how this works, kid. So we're going to do some farm terms.
I suppose that is kind of life, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't really get a heads up on what's coming, getting thrown at you.
Yeah, here are the answers to all your exams. Do well, kids.
Yeah. Or, you know, here's a redundancy.
They'd usually give you the heads up, yeah.
No, well, you'd find out the day it was happening.
Yeah, it's heads up.
Well, disagree. Agree
true.
To disagree.
That is true.
Bing bong. What do you want to say to Joe Biden? What's up, baby? Take me out to dinner.
Okay. Mummy's been drinking again today, bedwetters.
Fuck your life. Fuck your life. Are we on a guande?
Have you seen that motherfucker? He's like, yo, you look like a... Don't ever disrespect me.
Don't ever disrespect me.
Yeah, yeah, don't ever disrespect me.
Don't ever disrespect me.
You heard? Don't ever disrespect me looking like Squidward's dick, hey, you heard?
That's another viral video. He was JoJo Siwa.
JoJo, what?
You are an idiot.
What do you mean?
What is there anything in that brain?
He was JoJo Siwa.
Because we were just speaking about viral videos and then we were like, what else could go viral? And then we were like, oh, can't think of anything.
Oh.
He was a JoJo Siwa in the sense that he went viral.
Yeah, the way you put it once again, buddy.
Shut your mouth.
I thought he had something
shut
to do with JoJo
Shut your mouth while
you're
speaking to me. Give me the farm terms.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right, we'll do a jingle for farm terms in a country song.
Well, yee-haw, we've made our way down to one of the final farm terms because Lulu's going to learn again.
Jesus Christ. Okay, fuck me, dead. It's one of the worst things I've ever fucking heard.
It's late.
Now, Lulu, let's start you with an easy one. What's a jackaroo?
Lower than a farmhand.
Correct.
Yes! Yes!
That's correct.
I own 6 acres.
Okay. Yeah, I like it. That's technically right. I like
we'll
it.
We'll go up and up in acres, everyone I get right.
All right, you got you own 6 acres.
Okay. Oh, this is like Monopoly. Kind of.
What is a Massey Ferguson?
We've never done that. Oh, we have. Ooh, ooh.
Massey Ferguson.
It's a type of cow.
No.
Oh, is it a pig?
Down to 3 acres.
It's a tractor.
Yo, baby, she's good.
Back to six. Now I'm at 9.
Well, no, you're back to 6, kid. All right, kid?
Okay. Does sound like a cow. Go round up the Massey Fergies.
What's 6.9?
Of a basketball?
No, what's 6.9?
Percent?
Something great ruined by a period. 6.9.
What's that got to do with farm terms?
It's just because you said 6 then a 9. Reminded me of a joke I heard.
Right.
What's 6.9? Right. It's a 6. It's a something great ruined by a period. Do you understand the joke?
Yes.
Just didn't laugh. It's hurtful. I thought that was a great joke.
She's unaware of whether.
Yeah. Usually you're unaware of jokes and then they happen and then you laugh.
Yeah.
But you just didn't laugh.
Didn't get me too much.
Okay. All right. What's a star picket?
You've never done that one.
I have.
No, you have not.
I promise you I have. Bedwetters will find it.
No, you have not done star picket.
I have, buddy.
It's a beautiful picket fence that glistens in the starlight.
Buddy. Fence post.
I was right.
So we'll give it to you.
Oh, my God. It's because I got a photographic memory.
Oh, fucking. What's a Brahmin?
A man who just loves bras. He goes around unplucking the back of them.
You're looking at one of them.
I found him. He's my co-host.
You're looking at one, bull.
He's not only a surf lifesaver of the podcast, he's the Brahmin.
That's the Brahmin. That's the Brahmin of the podcast.
And There's only one bra. A Brahmin. Is that? Higher than a farmhand?
Oh, buddy.
Off.
Wrong species.
Is that a cow?
We'll give it to you.
It's a bull.
Breed.
Isn't it?
Well, it's a breed.
It's a breed of cow.
Although I do like being called the Brahmin from now on.
Okay.
Yeah, the Brahmin. Oh, in walks the Brahmin. Do you know my first ever experience at a strip club, the stripper told me to unhook her bra. I'm like, holy fuck, with one hand. And I'm like 18 at fucking school. I'm like, oh, there's fucking no chance I'm doing this. And I went whoosh and did it. And she was like, what the fuck? And
why
I was
were
like,
you not called the Brahmin from then on?
I don't know. Probably because I looked like I was an emaciated piece of shit.
You would have looked like you were on a fake ID.
Seriously. Weird way to put that. Now.
Why?
Now. Sounds like you would have looked like you would have to use a fake ID. Not sounds like you would have looked
Jack,
like you.
I'm just saying. It's late and you're just annihilating my vocabulary.
Kid's good. What do you reckon a mountain oyster is? Remember?
Fuck.
Think about it.
Shit.
What's a mountain oyster? Think about an oyster on a mountain.
Is it a ram?
No.
Is it a goat?
No. What do you think? Think about it. Think about an oyster in the grass. What does it look like?
Shit.
No, no, that wasn't a guess. You were just saying shit because you can't figure it out.
Right? Yeah.
You're now selling the property. You haven't got many acres. You know, no acres left.
Shit. Mountain oyster. Another little hint.
Most people in this studio have them.
Cocks.
Close. Close. What's close to a cock?
A vagina?
God, for fuck! What looks like an oyster?
Oh, a bum.
No! A nut! A testy. A mountain oyster is a castrated testicle.
That's right.
Bum. Like, what's close to a cock? Look, you're right there. We got two other things.
It's because you keep steering
a
me.
A bum. So excited.
Genital part.
It's part of it.
I know, but I just went, you know.
A mountain oyster is simple. So, look, buddy, you're not retaining. I've tried to educate the kid, and she's not retaining.
How many? Am I on 0.5 of an acre?
You got. What? I'll give you. You've got 0.5.
I've got no more.
I'll give you an acre.
Give me one more.
Okay.
And if I get this, I get 10 acres.
Okay.
It's redemption round.
I like it. I like where your head's at.
I'll give you an acre if you make it a good one that I'll know.
Thanks, I really appreciate it. I could use that, fuck, especially in Sydney. What's an auger?
Auger. We've never done an auger.
We have, buddy.
An orgasm. An auger. Reminds me of like the big evil woman who would be like dishing out your like coleslaw and casserole at the school cafeteria.
It's because I'll tell you why you think that. It's because it sounds like ogre.
No, it's because it sounds like Olga.
Oh, Olga.
You know, like a big Olga.
So you think an auger?
No.
Is a big fat just, angry lady.
That was just me expressing my inner. That was just me expressing my inner dialogue, which I should probably not do as often.
I'd say that. Yeah.
I'm out.
I want you to get those acres.
So do I. Let's work together here.
Okay, if you can guess what an auger is, it siphons grain out of a... An auger can siphon grain out of a...
Oh, a big machine.
No. What do they keep grain and stuff in?
You've got maize. Corn.
What? Oh, God.
I'm so You've tired. You've
had a silo.
Ah, oh, yes. So an auger is a...
It's basically a machine. So if you've got a silo, so you've got a silo full of grain, right?
Yep.
Heaps of grain. You get an auger, you'll siphon it out. It siphons the grain out. The grain will go into the auger, push it up into a truck.
Oh, yes. I've seen the augers.
You have, buddy. We've done this.
Yesterday, sorry, speaking of cute things, TDD sent me a photo of his excavator on its little trailer. It was adorable. It's got a little ramp so that it goes beep, 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 beep off the back of it. And it goes beep, 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 beep up the front. And then the little door just goes, his little runway.
His little dingo.
His little runway just goes bing and his little door like locks him in. And I was in tears of laughter on FaceTime. He was what is wrong with
you? He's a big manly man in a fucking operating heavy machinery. And she's like, oh my God, you cute little fling. He's like, for fuck's sake, this had the opposite effect of what I wanted.
No, it's still hot and manly.
Yeah, manly.
You play category?
Now, you haven't learned, have you?
Well.
You haven't learned a fucking thing, have you? No, actually, you did pretty good. What did you get? You got Jackaroo.
I thought I was on a...
You got Star Picket.
I thought I was on a hot run when I got Jackaroo.
You got Massey, but I gave you a fucking hint with the tractor wheel.
Yeah. Bugger.
It's okay, bud. Do a bit of study.
Okay.
We'll come back. Redemption round.
Easy.
And that's for acreage. Speaking of TDD, I had a mate call me today, Chopper. And he goes, here you go. I said, good. He goes, mate, I got a theory. I said, what? He goes, it's a theory about Lou. I said, what? He goes, I reckon TDD is just a finance bro in tradies clothes. I said, run me through that. What do you mean? He goes, well, mate, what is he? Fucking Sparky? I said, no, he's a plumber. He goes, fuck, same shit. He goes, these cunts wipe their asses with fucking $100 bills. She's just going for a fucking finance, bro. They go, they show up, they do fuck all, and earn a fuckload of money. He goes, she's just chosen a finance, bro, in fucking boots.
TDD's not a finance boy.
I actually know that
he works very hard as well.
He works hard for that green, baby. Yeah. He's got a fucking high maintenance chick he needs to take care of,
man. Excuse me, Jack.
He's got dumb abrasives to bud, baby.
I'm happy with a Porto on the couch and some Prego sauce.
Prego's horse.
But it must be served by Jeeves into my mouth.
Correct, Wundy.
Should we play some categories? That feels like a fun thing to do today.
Daddy likey.
Well, just before we do categories, we're going to do Trinket Tuesday.
Well, your turn.
Who could have forgot?
Us, dude.
Yeah, I know.
All but, the fucking
well,
time.
Well, no, not. Don't put me in your category, please. Or your category.
It's very good. I'm happy with it.
Okay, close your eyes. No, I'm not going to kiss you.
Oh, no, I didn't expect that.
Okay, open. Now, what are those? Tell the bedwetters. They're tiny little Tobies. They're tiny little Tobies for the sea.
Where the fuck do you get?
Those cost me a lot of money from Amazon.
No, they didn't.
They did.
How much?
Including delivery, like $47 or something.
For fucking $47.
They're cute though, aren't they? And read what they say, Corgi.
Korg Avengers. Like Korg Avengers.
Yeah. Aren't they cute? Aren't they? Look at those little toes.
$47.
Look at that.
The smallest thing I've ever seen.
But
and I've literally looked in the mirror this morning.
Yeah. I saw that in the bath.
Well, excuse. Not for the bed where they don't need
aren't
it.
Aren't they cute? Hello, Toby.
This is actually great, Lulu.
Oh. Now take your seat, please. It's time for categories.
Oh, they're funny. There. All right, cool. Scategories. Okay. Willipedia.
All right, so we're going to do list number 9.
Number 9.
And your letter is?
Yeah.
F.
F.
All right, in 3, 2, 1, go. Ah! 4, 3, 2, 1. Pen's down.
Shit. I missed one.
Let's see what you got, kid.
Okay.
All right, first one, things that glow.
Fire.
France, because of the Eiffel Tower.
Give it to you. France, that's a country.
Well, it glows.
Oh, fuck's sake. I just can't do this anymore.
You don't like categories with me.
It's fucked. France, you're thinking of Paris, number one.
Yeah, but it's in France.
Yeah, fuck it. Have it.
Movie titles.
Pretty Got Fingered.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I'm not even going to say what is that. I'm giving it to you.
Thanks.
See? Do you not know that film?
Yes, I've seen it many times. No, I don't. Oh, is it a porno?
No.
Oh.
No, that's a legitimate movie.
It's a classic.
Oh, yeah. Right. Should have seen it. Sorry.
Things I'm you carry.
Freight.
Fruit.
Nice.
Because you could be carrying it from the
We summer. Understand you can carry fruit. You don't. We've given it to you.
I like to tell you my thoughts, Judge.
We get it. Hey? All right.
Foods you fry.
Fish.
Fries.
Fuck yeah. Love that.
I love fish and chippies.
Okay.
Expensive items.
Fire engines.
Oh, they would be expensive.
Yeah.
Ford Ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much would a fire engine be, Willie?
I reckon it'd have to be like fucking
300,000.
I was thinking 300. Yeah.
Even more, to be honest.
Half a mil?
Yeah. I'm going 500.
Surely. Because there's a lot to them.
Yeah, and heaps of water in them.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No, but like in the pipes.
I understand that. It's probably not the most expensive
part. TDD could maybe do a plumber fire engine.
It says each appliance costs approximately $1 million.
Get what? Fucked.
Fuck me dead.
Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Lot
hey,
cool.
I'd love to go around the city in a fire engine.
Same.
Hey, any fire engine, the firefighters want to take us
any fire ride? Engines listening? Like it's fucking cars too.
Oh, great film. Hey, any firefighters listening want to take Jarch and I for a hoon? We'd love to.
Lou would also love to see your the next edition of your calendar, the 2025 edition. No. Yeah, you do. You said that.
No, I don't.
You said, don't tell TDD, but I want to look at some fiery apps.
I'd like to see
How'd I miss that one?
What?
Oh, no, sorry. I subconsciously flipped it over to list 10.
Number six.
Okay, yep.
Fads.
Fades.
I'll give that to you.
Thanks.
I didn't get one.
Thanks, the arbiter of everything that is fucking categories. All right.
Arts and crafts activities.
Finger painting.
Face painting.
What? Oh, wow. No, look at us.
No, Jack, you're very clever.
Aren't you?
Things you can squeeze.
Fat.
Fart.
You can squeeze out a fart.
Yeah, so technically squeeze.
Can you squeeze a fart though, buddy?
Well, we just squeezed the whoopee cush.
Let's just bring this
you
fucking...
You squeezed the whoopee cush, which is technically a fart.
Let's bring this the podcast highbrow. Do you think that you can physically squeeze a fart?
No, but there's no wording around
no,
that.
No, but...
There's no wording no, but, around that that says...
No, but was your initial answer.
Things you can squeeze physically. Does it say that? No.
If it's things you can squeeze, a fart.
It's like giving
you
a virtual a hug. I'm squeezing.
You can
air.
Squeeze out a fart. You can't squeeze what you're talking about. You understand what I'm saying? You can't
really?
Squeeze a fart. Give it. It's up to Will.
You can't squeeze a fart. You can squeeze out a fart.
Yeah. Thanks, kid.
Righto. Sexist again.
This is a sexist. We're going to have to let her win so we don't get cancelled.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I'm going to give that one to you, Luz. Yeah, you can squeeze a fart.
So you can have that. Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what? I subconsciously ticked it anyway.
No wonder. No wonder you never lose this game at home. You're just ticking anyway. All right.
Ends up in Lost and Found.
Fedoras.
You'd bloody hope not. You'd hope it's always found.
I know, right?
Footwear.
Yes, beautiful.
You might lose your thumb.
We understand. We understand.
No, Judge, I can't help it. There's something wrong with me.
So what you're about to
There's
do is say you could lose a shoe. Yeah, yeah, we get it.
Yeah, people want the commentary.
Okay.
All right, run us through it.
Run us through it.
You could go to the beach, the podcast beach, where you're surf lifesaving.
Yep.
And I'm swimming in the water, and I could run in with my Havaianas on the beach. I'd run in, I'd come back, one's been swept out to the sea.
And you think that's how we get in
well,
Lost and Found?
Jack,
not just by leaving
finished,
a jogger on the oval at school.
Finished.
You had a chance.
No. You've found
it. And it's swept out at sea. Into the most vast
you
part
have of found it. So you've swum out and found it on your adventures. And you've built it back.
Fuck. So it's not in Lost and Found. You've got it.
You've put it in the Lost and Found.
Oh, God. Fuck me dead.
Yes.
This one time we let her explain it. She explained maybe the one instance where you would never get it back.
Disagree.
Oh, fuck. Disagree. That was the greatest thing I've ever heard. All Clip that fucking shit up.
Yeah. Yeah. Into the ocean. Shit. You're never getting that
oh, yeah.
back.
Goes out to sea, shark eats it, you never see it again. That's how, idiots. It's great. Holy dooly.
Number 10, furniture.
Footstool.
I put footstool too.
Show me.
That means we don't get it.
What did you?
Foot. Oh, sorry, I put footrest.
So I think maybe they're different. We both get them. Well, it doesn't matter either way.
Yeah, cool. Let's
get both get that.
Things you do online.
Fap.
What's Oh.
Crank that jank.
Well, here we go. Technically, you're not doing that online.
No, but we
gave
it to you last time. That's why I put it down.
Oh, you're a piece of shit.
What by playing by your rules? Suddenly, the foot's on the other shoe, the one shoe that didn't get swept.
Oh, the foot's on the footrest.
It's good. I'm happy with it.
Mine was finding your ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend.
Oh, whoa. What?
Finding your ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend. You go for an FBI stalk on Instagram.
It's long-winded, but I'll give it to you.
I'm tired. Have it.
I'm tired too, Jack.
No, you're not. You're sweet.
I am tired.
Mum is full of energy.
Being tired is subjective.
Okay.
Our last one, places to go on a date.
Fooderies.
The Ampole Foodery.
A foodery.
I'll give you that.
Thank you.
I put Fred's, which is a fancy Miraval restaurant in Paddington.
You've got it, kid.
I got it from my mama.
Oh, 12 out of 12. Wow.
Same.
Sorry? I think there was a few that were contested, bud. Do you reckon?
Oh, fine.
What did you get?
I got 11.
So what did you get?
I swear I actually got 11.
Louisa.
I'm not fucking with you. I got 11. I did.
Right, yep, missed that one. Face paint, fart. You've given yourself farts. Did we give her farts?
Willie gave me farts.
I retroactively gave her
you
farts.
You retroactively gave her farts.
We didn't want to get cancelled.
Why are you even counting? You still won.
Just because.
Take them for once.
Very violent. And I don't like it when you get violent, Louisa.
Oh, I think it's time for the hotline. Do you ever sometimes just want to move to the Alps?
Didn't you tear strips off me for saying this the other day?
Literally, when I was driving here, I knew that I had told you that. I was like, that's fucking stupid. Felt it today.
Did you? Just what made you feel it?
Just tired.
Oh. Oh, well, I thought that's what you were insinuating.
Just one of those, you know those days.
Yes, Louisa. I fucking hate the city.
Yeah.
I honestly wake up every day sometimes.
Let's.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
You wake up
every day sometimes.
Do you?
Well, I wake up every day. Sometimes. But sometimes I go, I'm fucking done here.
Yeah, let's build those houses in the studio in the middle sooner rather than later.
Just get me to the sticks, mate. It's good that we're here now. It's good we're building. It's great. But long-term plan, daddy's out.
Well, we've got to figure out a place where we both live.
Southern Islands, mate. It's flashed, fans, fucking fresh, fucking looks Shake like England hand. And Australia.
Steph will like that too.
That's the only reason. It's a stepping stone before I get to Tamworth.
TDD will like that as well.
Good, because it is really fresh there. Good for Steph. She's not a country girl. She's not used to it, but it's a good little stepping stone for her.
And I'll be there.
Yes.
Sure,
where I was born and raised.
That's there where Willipedia is from. He knows the goods.
Amazing.
And we can duck back to Sydney, mate. I used to commute there every day.
You can
duck
catch
back to
the
Sydney.
Train.
Few days, fucking record some potties, go back to our fresh little life, have goats and shit,
yes.
Backyard dogs.
I'm going to have little pigs. I'm going to have koalas.
Well, don't speak about your future children like that. I mean, if you're going to speak about like that now, imagine how you're going to talk to them when they're actually out. No, it's just.
I won't be having this today.
The funny thing is, you say it every episode. You go, today I'm not having it. And then you have it.
Well, you know what'll happen. One day I'll snap and I'll never come back.
Let's push her. Push her well.
You'd be fucked without the big dog LDD.
Excuse me.
Who would bring the content for Scattergories?
That's a great point. Dude, no, we'd just get someone else who was mentally impaired.
I said, don't be mean to me today, and you've done the complete opposite. Saying three nice things. Proper things.
You know what I really noticed today? I fucking appreciate it, and I should have told you. Your colour matching today is on another level.
Thank you.
Pants, top, joggers, unreal stuff. With the fucking white socks and the white trim on your shorts, deadly. That's good enough. You don't need three.
Well, I asked for three.
I know.
It's a bit lazy.
I know.
I'm not going to let it slide.
You're going to have to, kid. Papa Bear's done. I'd love you to postulate who Papa Bear is in this situation.
Well, I won't until he gives me two more comps.
That's a fair point. You've shaved your legs. It's good.
Yep.
We did that ad for you the other day, didn't we? Two didn't have shaved their, had their legs shaved. You.
Yeah, that's right.
Bit spiky, wasn't it?
A little bit prickly.
And?
But I'm going to Melbourne.
Prepping for TDD. I get it.
Smooth, silky smooth, big legs.
And where best is you leave them? Where'd you leave the races? Make it easy for me this time.
I told you to stop going through my bins.
Can't help it. John. Know where they are now.
John.
Yeah.
You got to stop waiting outside my letterbox.
It's not the only box I'm waiting outside of.
Should we do some hotlines?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
You left that wide open, kid. Bedwetters, you've been calling in, haven't you?
You're very clever with your little stories of was I the arsehole, aren't you?
And chill, very clever, bedwetters. Now, you've been calling in, giving us your best was I the arsehole story, yarns, I suppose, from high school.
It's good. It's nice reminiscing, isn't it? Good nostalgia.
It is good nostalgia. Yeah. I mean, some of you are very naughty little senoritas. Let's just get that fucking straight.
Now, have you finished, because this is all thanks to Heartbreak High now playing on Netflix.
Only on Netflix, actually.
Have you finished it yet?
Haven't finished
it. You're nearly there, though, aren't you?
That's correct,
Mama.
God,
it's good. Wait till you get to the end.
It is a ripper show.
It's got a bit of, it's a very big twist at the end. You'll love the end.
Well, don't spoil it for
me,
please.
I'm not going to.
And let me just say, Bryn, tremendous actor.
Great bloke as well.
Fucking good bloke.
So good. He was so fun when we had him in here.
It was. So we're going to play you a couple more of your little naughty was I the arsehole yarns, and then we're going to deliberate on whether you were or not. But let's face it, at the end of the day, we're all fucking arseholes at some point.
Yeah.
Now, this one was split, so bear with me for a second. I'm going to play the first and then get the second one.
Now, when you say bear with you, do you mean take off all clothes and be bare in your presence, or do you mean wait for you?
Both.
We can do it.
Boys.
Sorry.
Hi, boys.
Hi, boys. Okay, hit us with it.
G'day, fuckwit and Jarch. So, I know I'm the arsehole on this occasion, but it's a bit of a revenge arsehole. So, this cocksmoker used to pick on me from very little to very old. So, one day at a party, we had a few bevvies. We weren't underage. And he picked on me for that long that I decided that I was going to fuck with him a little bit. I got him pissed. He passed out.
Yeah, just leave it there. Beautiful. Good, mate.
Suspense.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
It's killing us.
And then?
Fuck me. Can't cut out. Anyway, he got him pissed at this party and he passed out. So I may have whacked his hands down his pants on his backside and everyone thought he was fingering his butt. So for the rest of our days, he's been called Fingers. So moral of the story is don't fucking pick on people, you wanker.
Wait,
So old mate's passed out. This fella has got his hand, like the bloke who's passed out hand, put it down his own pants so it's down into his bum, and it looked like he was...
That is so mean. He is definitely the asshole.
But he was being bullied by this guy his whole life. So fuck Fingers.
Both of them are assholes.
Well, one of them...
Don't bully Fingers, and don't spike people to make it look like and then put their hands at places they don't want to
Fingers was literally...
Yes.
In the asshole.
Yes.
But I think... Revenge is a dish served best in the dort. And guess what? That's what he did to Fingers. Look, if you're going to bully people, if you're really going to bully people, you've got to accept some form of ramification at some point, at some time.
But I think that was a bit mean.
Depends on the level of bullying. Sounds like Fingers is an arsehole. Sounds like, old mate, bit of an arsehole, but I'm with it. I'm all about
I'm going double whammy arseholes.
You're going Demi?
Yeah, I'm going Demi.
Jesus, I'm going more suck shit Fingers.
You don't know what Fingers did to him, though. So you're just...
But it sounds bullies. Hate bullies. Sounds
then
like
this guy's retaliating by being a bully.
No, no. He's been bullied. He goes, fuck it. I'm sick of being bullied. Guess what?
He's retaliated by being a bully.
How good's that? Get him back.
I'm going double whammy assholes.
Eye for an eye, kid. Medicine.
Double whammy assholes.
All right. I'm on the old mate side. I respect it. Fingers.
Hi, Lou and Josh. I've got an Am I the Arsehole story. So when I was in grade 7. The teacher wouldn't let me go to the toilet, and she wanted me to finish my work. I was saying absolutely fucking not. I was not going to finish that work, even if my life depended on it. So I pissed in the chair. Keep pissing. I definitely did piss. Bedwars for life. Yeah, am I the arsehole? Let me know. Okay, bye-bye. Love you, too.
She's absolutely not the arsehole.
Louisa.
The teacher is the arsehole for not letting her go pee. Good on her.
Wait, so she needed to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
The teacher just didn't tell her to finish her work. And she's like, fuck that, I'm pissing.
No,
she had to go to the bathroom. Yeah. I missed that bit.
Were you listening?
Yes.
No.
I just missed that bit.
Right.
I agree. Yeah, I think the teacher's the arsehole.
If you got to pee, you got to pee. Good on her for standing around and pissing in her seat, I say.
You are one of the great, keep pissing, mate. You're keep one of the great pissing. Seat wetters. It was always a strange phenomenon.
You had to ask to go to the bathroom?
And them not let you.
Well, I still sometimes ask to go to the bathroom.
Literally like a child. Sometimes you put your hand up. But isn't that a weird thing where you're like, sir, could I go to the bathroom? And they're like, nah. And you're like, what the fuck, bro?
It's weird, isn't it?
Bizarre.
Just piss where you want.
Well, within reason.
Well, yeah.
We're not promoting public urination.
Just person in your public private space.
Keep it friendly, piss your bed.
Yeah.
Keep it friendly, piss all through your bed.
Piss in your own garden.
Pardon.
Please pardon.
Now, yeah, I agree with you, Dull. I love what you've done. I think we both do. Pretty wild fucking response, but I fucking respect it.
Good on you.
Teacher's the arsehole.
Could have been the arsehole at school. Was at a boarding school in Sydney, and the big 1.2 kilo Milo tins, me and a mate when we were year 12, may have shit in them and then put them back in the kitchen, then walk back in and pretend that we just found it and put the whole boarding house on parade until someone owned up and they would stand there till all hours of the morning. Yep.
Did you own up?
Don't think we're the arsehole though. Ciao.
Did you own up?
I don't think he owned up.
I don't think
he owned up. No, because they went and said, look what we found.
They are, you are 100% the arsehole.
Imagine the shit covered Milo.
Oh my God.
That is so itch, Judge. A shit covered Milo. You know how people make bliss balls and they like roll them in coconut? That's like, ugh.
It's a Milo. I don't mean to do this to you again. It is a Milo covered shit. Not a shit covered Milo, but I'm sorry. I was patrolling the beach and I've patrolled too hard again. And I do apologize.
No, you know what? That one I will allow. Slipped through the keeper.
Thank you.
My brain's the keeper. But anymore, I will have to come over there and tell you who's boss.
That's fair.
And I am.
You are boss.
In this situation.
You're correct.
I'm bossy.
Dude. So can I get some straight as well? They've both shit in the Milo tin.
Yeah, double schmammy.
Brother.
Double shit, double whammy, double schmammy.
Double schmammy? Run me through. You are both. Look, there is no one else. That's wild you actually had to call up and ask that fucking question. You're both the arseholes.
Why would you even bother? You know you're the arsehole.
Especially not owning up. It's hilarious that you've gone in. Is that an Avengers symbol on your headphones, Willie?
For fuck's sake.
What the fuck? What is that?
No, it's Skull Candy.
Oh, is it?
Oh, no, Audio Technica. I can't remember.
Oh, okay. It just looked like an Avengers.
You weren't listening to the last hotline. Now you're looking around the room, like looking for other things. Next one, please.
That was one of the great ADD moments.
Well, I just saw it. All right.
You got to get your test, mate.
You're the arsehole for shitting in a tin, mate. Fucking making everyone do it as well.
Your laptop's going to die, Willie.
Hi, Mummy. Hi, Daddy.
Hey, what's up?
Am I the arsehole story from high school? I did ancient history when I was in year 11 and 12, and there was a Europe trip organised, and there was only a certain amount of spaces, and I absolutely hated one of the girls in my class, and she expressed interest in going on the Europe trip and said that she was going to call her father when she got home from school and see if he would fund her trip. So I walked out of class and called my father, who said yes, and I got to walk into the class and tell her that the last spot was filled. And yes, I was the asshole, and yes, I was proud of it. Anyways, be good, Josh and Laura. I'll fucking keep pissing, cunts.
Just, well, you've answered it for us. What? I really need to, we need to divulge, what the fuck was her issue with this bird?
Yeah, that's what, we don't get much of the details, do we?
No, we don't.
But high school beef comes from anything. Like the smallest issues.
Yeah, it truly does. You know? You, look, that's like a more of a fancy am I the arsehole.
Yeah.
It's like,
did you ever go on overseas trips at high school?
There was a big one in year eight.
Oh, yes, you did.
Did I say the Fiji one? Yeah. And we couldn't afford it. And I was so fucking like embarrassed. You're clicking that bottle into the mic. Sorry,
you went to uni Scotland.
I went to school in Scotland for 3 months.
Was that at university?
No, at school.
Yeah, I never did an overseas one for school.
Yeah, it was mad. I got 3 months over there. Fucking deadly.
That's cool.
It was the coolest thing ever.
Loved it.
But that's fucking... Yeah, fuck, that was the best time of my life.
You got any more, Willie, or that's it?
That's it.
Loved all of those.
You were definitely the arsehole, darling. I think you know that.
A posh Jeeves arsehole.
Yeah, I love that you could just call your dad and just be like, yeah, dude, impromptu Euro trip. You going to pay for this bitch or not? He's like, yeah. And you're like, fuck you. Fuck you, bitch.
I'm going.
You are the arsehole.
Well, thank you guys for all your, what's the word?
Am I the arsehole, yarns?
Submissions.
Submissions, there we go. But even though we are calling you arseholes and we are determining who the actual arsehole is in this situation, I'd also like to remind everyone there's a bit of arsehole in all of us.
Oh, we're all arseholes. So don't feel bad. Don't feel bad at all.
I wouldn't.
And make sure you watch Heartbreak High. Now season playing two. Only on Netflix. It's so good.
It is fucking gross.
We're also going to pick one of the best Was I the Arsehole yarns, and Jarch and I are going to make a little video of it,
yep,
which will be out on social media very soon.
Yep. So we're going to choose, we're going to determine which was the best yarn out of the, well, you guys are basically polling which are the best yarns. The one that polls the highest out of all four that we choose, we are then going to reenact that yarn with a little skit.
Little skitteroony.
And I like it. So think about the sort of skit you'll want to see us make.
I know what's happening.
And vote. What?
The Milo shit.
I know.
We'll see, though. Who knows? Thank you, sweet little bedwetters. Thanks for sticking
around.
Thank
you, you fucking sweet little senoritas.
Sorry, that was. There were a few tough moments in that.
You know what? I disagree. I think that was a fun podcast.
Well, you know what's going to be even funner? If you're on the Patreon, because we're feeling a bit funny,
okay,
and a bit silly. So stick around for that. If you haven't subscribed, you still, well, you can.
You can whenever you want.
Patreon.com/WeMeanWell.
$2.50 a week.
Get
we'll
around
see you
us.
Super soaking senoritas in a second.
Love you, everyone else.
Love you, bedwetters.
Ciao, ciao.
Hooroo.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.